welcome to another edition of the Fallscast, brought to you by Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. It's Sunday, August 24th. It's still summer.
Yay!
Barely.
Summer.
Ooh. Yeah, we took a couple weeks off, and we're actually going to end up 2 weeks off again after this.
Oh, no!
But we decided that we needed the Gracie's more news of Cuyahoga Falls.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And you should thank us.
Nosy.
You know how you should thank us?
How?
With 5-star ratings.
Woohoo! Ooh,
5 stars.
Or you can send us all $1. I'll take that. Yeah. Just $1.
I mean, I always accept money.
Yeah.
Cold hard cash works every time.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be for anything. You can just give me money.
Yeah. Walking down the street, hand me money. It'll work.
The American dream.
Mm.
Yeah. We're usually lucky to get other people's opinions, you know, or even their advice.
And you can write those opinions on a $20 bill.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah, or that you hate us. Write it on a $20 bill. Tell us how much you hate us on a $20.
Well, you know, we can't even get people to do that for free. So, you know, we have to pay for it when they can just give it free. I don't know if that's a good sell. Well, you can be extra mean if you give me $20.
No, you can be extra mean if you give us $50 or $100.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I won't care then. I'll dry my tears with the $50 bill.
Oh, and if you're super nice, maybe we'll send you $1.
Out of the $50 that they gave us?
And I did say maybe.
Maybe. We'll think about it.
We'll see how much is left after we spend it.
Yeah. On our therapy for doing all the news.
Go out and drink beers on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pizza.
Mm.
Be sure to check out our website. Lately, there's been no city council this month because they're on vacation. They'll be back here in 2 weeks, though. Or
yay!
3 weeks, actually, because of Labor Day.
Labor Day is next weekend. That is hard to believe.
But we have had a continuing run of the police blotter that I just question sometimes. That's been my weekly Wednesday activity, is sitting there editing the police blotter, and it's like,
what
really?
Is going on? Why? Why, people?
There was somebody who called the cops because their car got broken into, and when asked, did you lock the door? Well, no.
No. Do you have to lock your door? I'm so confused. Yeah. But in that person's defense, I have had times where I forgot to lock my door. I've just been lucky that nobody has broken in. I forgot, but
Steve will leave his keys in the car in the driveway.
Occasionally,
that's called ADHD.
Well, and on top of all that, the car won't lock. Yes. It's an automatic lock.
It
thing.
It doesn't lock.
Yeah.
So
the keys
in the
car won't lock. So it just unlocks what's in it.
Please take me, drive me.
That's insured. Fuck it.
It is ADHD. Totally, I hate it. Boo.
I think it's chronic weed use, but I'll take it.
Well,
hey, it's probably a combo.
It's a combo, man. You know what? Just got to lean into it. I'm leaning into my ADHD now. And it was like,
it's more fun to be scatterbrained, right?
It's easier to deal with life sometimes when
you can do 5 things at once, but you never finish any.
It's my superpower. I'm really good at ideas. I have great ideas.
Oh, yeah. I've taken to writing some of them down occasionally.
What?
Yeah, that helps. You can come back.
Where
to
are you writing them down?
Inside my brain.
Okay, because I'm not seeing them.
No, if they're really good, I do. If they're really no, no. If
he pretends he writes them down.
If I have
down.
A really good idea, I actually will dream. I'll have dreams about it. And I'll wake up. Seriously.
He's
really?
Not writing down shit.
No, I don't usually have to. That's true.
I'm writing down.
I don't.
My
you're
ideas.
Right. No, I. When I have a project, I write down a little thing that I need or how to get it and where I need to shop for it. And so
that's a lot of work for me.
Yes, I do. That's what I do. When I make supply lists, you don't see them. They're over there. I make fucking supply lists all the time when I'm making a big project.
Then he forgets where the supply list is.
I forget it when you go to the store.
Do you?
I bring it with me because then I forget all this
then
shit.
Then he forgets that it's in his pocket and doesn't even refer
that's
to the
not
list.
That's true.
Then I wash it and it gets thrown away.
It's in my pocket. After I'm done, I forget it in my pocket, but I use it. I
write down lists and then I forget where I put my list down. I mean, I'll be like, let's just wing it. We'll go to the store. We'll wing it. It'll be good enough. So anywho, what else is going on, Bart?
Be sure, like I said, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts And if you got any suggestions for us, or if you want to write an article for us, or, you know, an idea for someone to interview, mm-hmm. you can get a hold of us on Facebook. You can also get a hold of us via email. I did just check the email. There's been no emails.
Oh, people, let me do it again. Ready? False repressing. How could you not want to write to an email when I say it like that? It's just super fun.
So before we jump into the roundtable, how's everybody been this couple weeks in August?
It's just, you know.
We're alive.
We're surviving.
Yeah, we're resisting. We're watching fascism march into Washington, D.C.
Yes.
We're abusing lots of substances to cope with the downfall of democracy.
And we also just had a wonderful camping trip with our friends last weekend.
Oh,
yes.
So it was Thursday through Sunday. It was nice. Caesar Creek State Park outside of Dayton.
In between Dayton and Cincy, Southern Ohio. Wow. Very 3 hours. Yeah.
By the way, it's the same Caesar Creek that
J.D. Vance violated for his kayaking trip.
Yes, it's the same place.
He had the Army Corps of Engineers release water and drain the lake so he could have more water in his little river.
The lake is part of the local aquifer.
But anyway, that was fine. The lake was beautiful. It was 90 and sunny and hot as hell the whole time. So we spent a lot of time in the lake.
We cook pasta for all. We take over a loop of the campground.
Most of it.
Most of the loop. Like the actually the tip of the loop, really, what we take over. And then
just the tip.
Just the tip. That's what she said. Mm. And it was like, what, 50 people?
Yeah.
About 50 people. Wow. A whole bunch of camps. Shit. And we actually had, we made pancake breakfast for everybody for free. Friday nights, Friday mornings and Saturday mornings. And then on Saturday night, we did pasta dinner for everybody. We served 50
people. Wow. Yeah, it was crazy.
8 pounds of pasta.
Next time we
won't do a couple gallons of sauce.
We won't do breakfast that morning.
We also had enough basil to make fresh pesto. We put the word out. Give us fresh basil, we'll make pesto on site.
Everybody brings their basil.
We made fresh pesto.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. So that was awesome self-care. Didn't pick up our phones for 4 days.
No, I left.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're doing okay. Just getting out for long weekend trips is the best way to cope with this crazy life.
Seeing being with like-minded friends.
Being with like-minded friends.
And keeping myself busy with housing projects, things that I've been putting off, honey-do list, shit's broken, shit's worn out.
We had a lot of trans friends at this camping adventure some muggle, we call the muggles, the people who sneak in and rented spots before we could fill up the whole loop, were there. So they weren't part of our burner camp and tried to block the bathroom for our trans friends. And you have to use the men's room. It's Ohio law that they can use the bathroom that they identify with.
If they actually identify as that, they're allowed to use them.
Yeah. It's only for schools and shit where that is the law in place. So in public places.
And campgrounds, they're allowed.
So they stood their ground. She stood her ground and she got to use the bathroom, but felt unsafe now. Right? Felt unsafe.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of it, is intimidating and making them feel unsafe.
The woman that ran the camp actually came and had a couple conversations with her about it. Because she was stuck in the middle, and I understand she got people angry at her she goes, "Yeah, they're scared. They're just afraid. They don't understand it." And he goes, "I do, and I'm sorry this has to, but you know, I have to come with you with the complaint." He goes, "There might be a sheriff visit. I'm just letting you know he might stop by." He goes, "But I have a call into the
DNR or whatever
in order to get the actual ruling, get the law." And then she drove back later and said, "The law says they're allowed to. So don't worry about it. Everything's fine." He goes, "You have a problem, just let me know." And then she left.
Yeah. So, yep. So people are stupid. People are stupid.
It is just the stupidest thing to get cranky about or talk about. Who uses what bathroom? Who the F cares?
Yep. It's beyond.
The problem is the people are.
They're brainwashed by the whole right wing. People that are trans are predators.
They're being told that you should be fearful of these people, and they believe it.
Yeah. So,
and that's
I bet you anything that people are like that, they have no idea what a trans person actually is.
They've never met one, and that's why they're afraid.
They've
probably met them, and they didn't know that they were trans. Yeah. That's the whole entire point. It's like, depending on where they are in their process, you might have no idea.
Yeah.
And there are, you know,
our friend is new in her process, so still has a shadow, wears wigs because she's bald.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, not passing yet.
Yeah. So that's the thing. You could have reversed it on them and say you thought they were in the wrong bag. So who's going to check? Who's going to check?
So terrible.
Well, and
you act like they act like it's okay, but who's going to check to verify what?
I like the fact of like reversing it. Now, I understand that we can say that I would be able to say that with privilege. And maybe that is where our privilege comes in, that I don't have to, you know, worry about this kind of discrimination. Right. If I see it, we can then go and say, I don't know if you should be in this bathroom.
You're trans, or you're in the wrong bathroom.
Prove that you're supposed to be in here. Yeah, that's actually a really good way of fighting it. It's
right. Because they have an idea of what someone is supposed to look like.
Yeah.
And if you don't fit their idea, then you must be the opposite.
What do they think is happening in these bathrooms? People are going in there and peeing and pooping. That's really all that is going on.
I have never seen someone's genitalia in the bathroom.
Never. There's like no one else's. There's doors that you close. And it's like, if this is really a problem, then why don't we make gender neutral bathrooms that actually have just doors? Kind of like when, individual stalls with doors that anybody can access at any time. What is at First Watch, where they have actual individual
universal bathrooms.
Yes.
Universal bathrooms.
Single stall.
Problem solved.
Yep.
That's dumb. It's dumb to have this kind of fight.
Anyway, so despite that, those shenanigans, which we were sad to hear about, but we supported our person.
They were very brave and they took it in stride and apparently used to it because we had multiple.
Which is even more awful.
Correct.
That's sad.
Definitely.
We had three trans people camping right next to us. They're in our campsite with us.
But they're from Cleveland. They say usually that doesn't happen to them in Cleveland. Correct. So Southern Ohio, fuck you. Grow up.
Yeah.
Get educated.
But you know,
it turned out
okay because the law's still on their side. Otherwise it could have.
Yeah. Could have been different.
Fucking stupid people.
But don't let it stop you from doing the things you love.
I've had bigotry a few times at the shop from some of the drivers that come in. I'd be like, hey, your bigotry showing. Oh, what? You know, I had a guy the other day was sitting there and he's like, oh yeah, I got up this morning and I rolled over, looked at my wife and sat there and said, oh, it must be great to be able to sleep in and not do anything all day. And I was like, dude, check your fucking bigotry. He's like, well, it's true. You know, she gets to sleep in, doesn't do anything. I'm like, did she raise your fucking kids? You're like, well, yeah, that's what she's supposed to do. I'm like, really? You think raising a child, a mother is that easy? Well, you get to sit around and watch TV all day and not do anything. Like, really? You clean the fucking house, do all the cooking, take the kids here and there, do all the doctor appointments, do all this
wipe their asses,
I'm like, you sit on your ass and drive a fucking truck all day.
Yeah.
That's all you do.
24 hours, seven days a week, absolutely no vacation time. Even on holidays, you even get to work extra hard when you're taking care of kids. That's super fun.
The family planning is getting done by her and you're gonna sit there and say that, oh, it's an easy job. He's like, well,
switch
shut your face, get the fuck out of my shop.
Irritating.
Well, it's good for you.
Thanks for speaking up.
Because a lot of people,
I don't put up with that shit anymore. Yeah, I mean, it's just like,
and there was a time we probably would have, 10 years ago.
It's like,
we would have been like asshole, but we wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, there was another driver. He served in, Desert Storm or whatever, or something. He's like, I've killed 57 Iraqis. I was an Army Ranger, this, that, blah, blah, blah. And he came in one day and, I let it slide the first time when I first started there. He's like, oh, it's fucking Towelhead, blah, blah, blah. And I let it slide because I was new. Came in like a couple months ago and started that shit. And I'm like, dude, check your fucking bigotry. He's like, what? He's like, I earned the right to say. I'm like, you didn't earn the right to say shit. And I'm like, he wears a towel on his head. I'm like, get the fuck out of my shop if you're going to be like that. And he's like, well, I fucking serve this country. I'm like, yeah, and you're a fucking bigot. Get the fuck out of my shop. Take that shit. Get the fuck out. I'm not dealing with it. You know?
Good for you.
And
that's the way more people should be like that.
Yeah, call them out on it.
Tolerate it.
Yeah. I'm just like, fuck you. It's like, I'm not putting up with that shit.
And Mike has a unique ability that he's almost like a sleeper agent because he's usually very calm and just like, people are like, all right, this is like really nice.
Cool dude.
And then he snaps like this and you're like, he may kill us. I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, he's able to kind of just has that little switch in it. And
that's what Dan told April. He's like, I'm actually scared of Mike because I've never seen him pissed off. I've never seen him, and I'm like, dude, I'm like, yeah. And I'm still holding back because all this bullshit going on. I'm like, I'm very much holding back.
Yeah.
I have a shit ton of rage.
Yeah.
But I'm very vocal about it right now. And I'm very matter of fact with Dan. And he's just like, dude, I've never seen you like this. If you saw how I'm really, I probably wouldn't have a job.
This is me being in control right now. Yeah.
And that's what I said. I'm like, this is me under control while being angered.
Yeah.
Well, everyone,
well, you know, it's funny because as people like that say stuff, assuming that they're in a safe environment. No one's gonna question mm-hmm. them.
Yeah.
Yep. You gotta make them uncomfortable. Yes. Make them uncomfortable. Yeah. Keep that shit back under the rock, dude. Keep it crawl back under the rock.
Like, what did you just say? You go, are you serious? Yeah. You know.
Well, you'd be like, excuse me, your bigotry, what? Your racism, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't see eye to eye on that. I mean, I'm not, you know, whatever.
And I think it's not agree to disagree. Stuff like that is like,
no, that's you're a bad person.
You're a bad person.
I don't want anything to do with you.
Yep, get out. You're a bad person.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't.
Bye.
You have a right to say that, but you're also means you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. And not around me. I don't have a right. I have a right not to hear it or have that in my presence. So go away. Yep.
Yeah.
That whole, you know, trans issue, the old boss way back before he got canned, he brought that up about, you know, transgender, you know, men choosing to be women and women choosing to be men. And I was like, gender is a fucking social construct. Biological sex is what your guys are really hung up on. And he's like, no, it's not. You know, I'm like, gender is your sex. I'm like, no, it's not. I'm like, gender is an expression, but you're too dull to understand that. Said that and just walked out. And Dan was like,
that's beautiful. You're like, too dull to understand the difference. Oh, yeah, man. I was just like,
nice. I'm not going to figure
it. Totally accurate. Yes, that's 100%. What it is. They're not deep enough to see past the surface.
Yeah.
No,
I'm not going to have this conversation with you. You know,
it like makes them feel uncomfy because I don't know if they're afraid that they're going to be attracted to somebody who, you know, or what the problem is, but it makes them uncomfy.
Let's get into it. Let's keep talking about the podcast because we can make this about social injustice for like
5 hours.
We can talk about social injustice.
I know we can.
I have a really good analogy before we move on and you can take this out. But if you're like dealing with somebody who is kind of transphobic or whatever, I think this is like a really good analogy. So, you know, the Freaky Friday movies where you switch bodies and stuff. So somebody saying that, you know, about transphobia, I'm like, okay, so or the pronouns where people have problems with. If we had a Freaky Friday situation and you went into your mother's body, think you're talking to a man. If you went into your mother's body, would you want me to refer to you as him or her? Because now you are in a physical female body. Are you a him or her? Well, I'd still be him. That would still be me. Exactly. That is how that is what is going on. You may be and see your body as, you know, this is a male body or whatever, but internally, that's not how you feel. That's all that's happening. And I'm like, I have not been able to use that argument with anybody, but if anybody can use that argument with somebody and it works, let me know. Email us at
that gender, sexual orientation, and biological is three different things.
They don't understand.
All three of them are three different things. So you can pick and choose what you want at all three.
The best one I saw was some internet guy. He was out there and he was having callers come in, and this guy called in, big time Trumper. And he's like, the host was like, you know, what's your name? Where are you from? And what are your pronouns?
Are you?
Yeah. And he's like, you know, gives name, gives his age. He's like, I don't believe in that pronoun bullshit. And he starts with his rant, and the host was like, hold on, let's go back. What did you say there? He's like, I don't believe in that pronoun bullshit. He's like, okay. So this guy has a bell, you know, and he's like, from this moment, you know, anytime you use a pronoun, I'm going to ding the bell. We're not using pronouns. We don't believe in them. And he's like, okay. And he starts off. He's like, well, I believe ding. He's like, use pronoun. He's like, what? He's like, pronoun, I. He's like, but I believe ding. You know, he's like, well, he said ding. Well, she said ding. He's like, why you keep dinging me? He's like, ding. You know, he's like, you keep using pronouns. He's like, well, that's not what I meant by that. He's like, no, you said you don't believe in the pronoun bullshit. So we're getting rid of all pronouns. So it was just funny. This guy did not catch on to it. He couldn't comprehend the simple concept.
We're all laughing because we understand, but they're like, oh, you're seeing this.
People, ding.
Some people can't see beyond the surface of many things. They're just, this is what I believe, and I don't ever want to, I'm never going to question it. This is the way it is. They accept it. They don't ever want to question it. And it makes them comfortable to question it.
Conservatives.
They don't know how to question it.
Conservatives.
Yes.
I don't have time for that bullshit.
I mean, they just don't. Mm-hmm.
No, it's
they're unable to critically think the problem or the issue Christian or whatever the problem is. They can't see both sides. They can only see what they see. And
here's my thought is if you don't have the time to educate yourself or you don't care to educate yourself, then shut the fuck up about it.
Well, it's not like, how it works, unfortunately, but.
Well, what I think it should, I mean, it's like, shut up. It's just like, sure.
It would be great.
You clearly do not want to take the time to educate yourself on it. You're just saying stupid shit.
They won't.
So shut up. And they won't. Yeah, it's okay. All right. So what's going on in Cuyahoga Falls, Bart? Anywho.
I just want to hear about the fire.
I know. There's good shit in the podcast.
Friday at around lunchtime.
Friday.
A customer at the Cuyahoga Falls Library was changing the battery in their phone, and it caught on fire.
Golly.
It was a hot topic.
When I say it caught on fire, okay. It
exploded.
I've seen the video.
Wow.
They leave the room and all of a sudden drop their phone. And God.
Wow.
There is fire.
Holy shit.
They were holding
the person get hurt?
Fire?
The person get hurt?
They weren't hurt. In fact, it looks like it's like they caught a fire, they dropped it, and then they were just sort of like, oh, okay.
They went into shock.
They just left.
Well, I guess I need to get a new phone now.
They left
for the fire alarm, call 911, anything like that? Step on it?
They said, oh, shit, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. And they ran out of there.
I don't know who at the library put it out. Someone at the library put the fire out with fire sting. It went out fine.
Oh,
but
Lord,
there was nothing left of the phone.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Librarians are now superheroes, first responders.
Man, when lithium ion goes off like that, it's
dangerous. The fire department did come, and they checked it out, you know, and the room was closed for, you know, basically the rest of the day because smelled the computer lab.
Oh, man. That could have destroyed a lot of stuff.
Did it land on carpet or was it linoleum?
Yeah,
or?
Carpet.
Did it burn the carpet?
It did.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, you guys are lucky that didn't shit. That could have caught fire.
Yeah, I will send you guys photos. Oh, wow. Like, there was nothing left of the phone.
That's nuts, man.
But it was
so this guy or this person just left the library, like, total panic mode, like, oh, I got to get out of here. What happened?
No, I don't know. Like, again, I mean, I saw a, you know, sped up version of everything that happened. But, I mean, they were just like, they dropped it.
Well,
like,
shit.
What's going on? Whoa.
That is an odd panic response. They're like, I'm not going to let anybody know. I just got to get out of here.
They said, oh, shit. I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. panic responses are weird. I know. Some people are like, they go in and they're active and they're like, let's get this done. Other people are like,
fight or flight, man. Fight or flight.
Oh, gosh. That's scary. That is very scary. I don't know if everybody should be like replacing their own batteries on the cell phones. I don't know. Just saying. That might be something you want to take somewhere to do.
Yeah.
That could be dangerous.
It's not that hard.
You know, it's caught on fire in the library and could have
just caught on fire.
That's the battery's fault. That's not the installation's fault. That's
You don't know what the problem is.
I know about how that works. Or lithium fails. When it fails like that, it's always internally.
Honey, it's better to let the professionals work
on things
like that.
It's easy. I've replaced them before. It's not very hard. Mm. And they're used to be able to replace them yourself until
they put it into the phone. Yep. Yeah. Well, used to. Yep. Yep. Oh, man. Well, I'm glad that nothing...
Unplug. The hardest part, you actually have to take the back glass off. You have to heat it up and you got to pry it off without breaking it.
Okay, so then let the professionals do it.
That's where I would let the professionals. I don't have that kind of skill set, that's for sure. I would be the one blowing up the phone.
It's fun. I think it's just fun, so I do it.
Yeah, but you're a lot more like, you know, you're a tinker. I am not. I think I would probably be the one who's setting my phone on fire.
I literally would do it for free because just for
funsies?
Yeah. Because I don't like whatever. I got nothing else to deal. I might as well take this phone apart.
I'm with Steve.
Mike is a tinkerer too. He'll be like, "Ooh, let me see what I could do with that."
If you're not totally comfortable doing that, please take it to a professional.
Yes, please.
Absolutely, go do that.
Ooh, crud! When you say there is nothing left, there is nothing left. Wow. That is scary as hell. Now think about if that happened. Like if you had your phone on your bed or something like that.
Well, at least only one carpet square. Well, there's
the one. But still, I mean,
that is to do that much damage to the phone.
That was like pretty durable carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The carpet's like nothing. All right, got nothing on me. And I just
Yikes. Wow. Oh, well, that is, I'm glad that the library did not have any more damage than that.
Yeah.
The person did get hurt.
There's a lot of burnable items in the library.
Yeah.
They'll all be removed here in the next month or so, or, you know.
Oh, don't shut worry down. About that. Yeah, we don't need
when we get the approved list of books that we're allowed to read.
Yes.
Fascism, fascism.
The Trump Bible.
That out loud. Yep. Yes.
All right. What else is going on, Bart, other than the phone?
That's just oh, Lord, phone. It's a fire.
It's a fire.
So, Caugafalls Collection, the group that has been selling the hit city-themed shirts over at the Pokestop on Oakwood Drive, they will have their own home right next door.
Ooh.
So. Ah. Possibly even more room for more designs.
Nice.
Promote our city.
Can we get Mike Breakfast Erection? It just says home of this thing.
And actually, I think they do have a funny something. Yeah.
Awesome.
I bought Mike the Archie shirt from them for Christmas.
You have to wait for Christmas time to wear
it. You do, yeah. So they have,
everyone's going to be like, what?
Yeah, I love that place. Cool. Very good.
The new location will be opening up October 3rd.
So they're going next to...
Yeah, their space next door they're renting out. And here's one that I don't have very much info about because, you know, Beacon Journal's a bunch of a-holes.
No.
What?
So, ex-Caugafalls coach Corey Brown has been sentenced 3 years in prison in his sexual abuse case. I don't have any more information because I couldn't read the article.
Yeah. Does anybody know anything? I don't really know anything about this case.
Was that a him or a her? I thought
Corey Brown. I don't know. That could be. Is that a?
No.
Again.
Is it he? I don't know.
I don't know.
Pronouns. Pronouns are. Pronouns are bullshit.
I don't use pronouns. Stupid pronouns.
True. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. A bad person, go to jail.
Okay.
She.
Oh, was a woman. Okay.
Wow. She, because it doesn't say until the very end. Brown allegedly allowed a student to stay the night at her house in 2015, texted that student. I remember that. Yep. Referred to the student as babe and said, I love you. Brown, after internal investigation, Brown was reinstated as physical education teacher at Preston Elementary in January of 2016, reprimanded for the alleged relationship. It was in the Akron Beacon Journal reported in 2016.
How old was the victim? Did it say?
Well, she was a softball coach.
A softball. I thought elementary school was like, oh God.
No.
They're both bad, but that was.
Yeah. Well, this was 10 years ago, I guess, when whatever happened. So that had been 2015.
Yeah. And she's 43 now.
It looks like she's only getting a 3-year sentence.
No, it's probably because.
This is 10 years after the fact.
She's just now getting sentenced? What? Yeah.
Why well, is the victim now coming out and wanting to press charges? Is the victim now?
No. I don't. I mean, that's not in the article. Pleaded guilty June 23rd to endangering children, third degree felony. Charged with having engaged in a sexual contact with a student sometime between May 23rd, 2014 and May 30th, 2016. They had initially charged Brown with sexual battery. So she pleaded guilty to a lesser charge. Allegations were a decade old when prosecutors charged Corey Brown.
Oh, that's what, because they came. Yeah, they didn't come out right.
Yeah.
Well, no, they placed her on administrative leave in 2015.
Oh, then they do.
Saying that she had an inappropriate relationship with a high school student. Mm-hmm. So just why is it after an internal investigation, she was reinstated. I don't know why it's happening 10 years after the fact.
And maybe the victim did not really come out with the information, and maybe now the victim is older and feels comfortable. Who knows? There's a lot of different things. The time that it takes for this kind of stuff to come out probably shouldn't matter in the whole scheme of things.
And also, it's probably not fair to speculate because it could be
so many things. It could be that it took them that long just to even get a case against her.
Who knows why?
But that's disgusting. And
I
found some stuff from November of 2015 that a former board member Kelly Patterson notified the police of the incident on November 7th. According to that, they said that the girl, the alleged, well, the
victim
who was assaulted, victim was 17 at the time is what I'm gathering. They said she had since turned 18. So I'm assuming she was 17 at the time, but it doesn't make it any better. You know,
no,
but,
it does not make it any better.
No, but it's not 14. You know,
it's not 14. I'm suspect by the person who made the allegation, if it was not the victim or the victim's family.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, well.
Interesting. Well, this lady's going to jail, I guess.
Yeah. Yep.
For only 3 years.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, this is the Trump world now. So, you know, where you
No, it's child predators get to get out of jail.
Yeah, they sure.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
They're celebrated, right?
I'm surprised there's any files or record of it, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Trump will come in and pardon her.
Right.
Wrong.
Okay, moving on.
Moving right along. The phase two of the Mudbrook Trail design plans are near completion, and residents are invited to hear more at a public meeting at Lions Lodge this Tuesday, August 26th at CM.
Where's Mudbrook Trail?
That I was looking up as...
Well, I guess at least we're thinking
about it. We are a very educated podcast.
Okay, so...
That's up off Rod Lake Road, isn't it?
Mudbrook...
By the fire station?
Trail extends along Mudbrook on city-owned property from Bass Road to People Care Park Drive.
Is that where that old barn is? And there's like a little mini parking lot. I think I've been there. So I think that's the
I'm thinking Mud Run. I'm
phase one was completed in 21.
Yeah, that's right. I think this is the same one I'm thinking of.
So it's off of State Road, from Bath Road to People Care Park. I've never heard it.
I've been on it. It's a very pretty park. It's really pretty. You can tell part they developed. It's in the front where near the parking lot is. The parking lot was new. When you walk through it, though, it kind of turns into this walking trellis, just basically paved, and it's not as developed farther out.
Yeah,
and maybe that's what they're doing. They're finishing that area, making it look. Beautifying it because it looked like it was like neglected, just
so it's whatever. Off kind of by the post office between bathroom between the barn and the post office, kind
yeah.
of okay,
yeah, yeah,
okay. And it actually looks like this is the section they're working on right now. This looks like it goes all the way up to
it's a long trail,
yeah. Apparently, the former gun club.
Yeah, it's pretty long. I remember it being pretty. It's a couple mile hike, I think.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was at that gun club way back.
Mike has trained you well.
I found the big article on this case, and
the big beautiful
they did
article?
Name they did name the victim in this this article. The article was from the Beacon, August 19th.
Yeah, that's the one that I tried to read.
Okay. Started with messages on social media by 2015, Kate Lukasiewicz, that's our victim, then 32-year-old coach, her 32-year-old coach, Corey Brown, had invited her, she was 16, to mall the dinner and her house. And she said that she had been looking for a positive role model, but that Brown took advantage of her. What I got was a manipulative sexual predator. She got me to trust her. And that's when the abuse started. She pumped me full of alcohol and THC until I blacked out and had sex with
me. Jesus.
Yeah. And this young lady, it looks like she's gone on to be a prosecutor herself. Lukasiewicz, who now works as a prosecutor in the city of Canton, said she came forward to advocate for others who have endured assault and to try to come to terms with her own experiences.
Wow.
Brown did apologize to her court. Before the sentence was handed down, but stopped short of addressing the sexual abuse. So a very interesting case there. And yep, she's going to go to be in prison for 3 years. So crazy times.
That's
and then on the article, cause it posted on Facebook from the Beacon, said now do Trump, like now prosecute Trump.
I saw that one.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Bart.
Yep.
You're good. I'm glad you were able to get that.
Yeah.
Saturday, September 6th at the Hi-Ho Brewing Company is Sofro Fest 2025.
What's Sofro?
It is apparently their collective anniversary party in their parking lot.
Oh, very fun.
Very cool.
Sofro's for South Front Street.
Oh, thank you, Kathy.
Oh, that's, there you go.
All new right. acronym to file away.
Sofro, yeah. Woo!
That's kind of fun, Sofro.
That's where we're from. Other side of Sofro.
To say no.
To Sofro.
So this is between Hi-Ho and Falls Outdoor Company, and you know, stop by, grab some door beers, and just come for the day of activities. They'll have a cornhole tournament. They'll have a round of beer pouring and other yard games.
Beer pooling is a yard game?
Oh, sorry. The round of beer pong.
Oh, okay. I was like, what is beer pooling? Like,
that sounds
what?
Like a great way to get drunk. Really fast.
Bart has never played beer pong. Actually, I haven't either.
No,
I've watched it. It's amusing to watch.
I'm sure it's amusing to watch because they're like getting drunker and drunker.
Yeah. It's fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And then you get a bail at a certain point because they start getting.
Well, that would be fun.
And following that is Oktoberfest on the weekend of September 19th.
Wow. Awesome. That's like a month away. Come on now.
No.
I'll take Actually, it. Actually, it's less than a month away.
Fine, Bart. Less than a month. Almost a month away.
Yeah, I started seeing Halloween crap in stores already. I was like, no.
Yes. No. I got my Mums. There's a bunch of Mums sale. Everybody likes Mums. Go get your Mums. It's the fall time. I'm not allowed to put my fall stuff out yet, though.
September
1, please.
I think it's October 1st.
You can do whatever you want. If you want to do it
after Labor Day.
No, I'm talking about to Michael. He's like, no, I'm not allowed to do my fall stuff until when? After Labor Day?
After Labor Day.
Okay.
September 5. You see how mean he is to me? If you want to send me letters of support, send it to falsefreepress@gmail.com.
Christmas in July. That's what Suzanne is advocating for.
They can all
for.
Scold Mike Christmas about in July. Letting Suzanne decorate the house how she wants it.
Never.
It does sound like he's being mean to me. That's not it. It's a joke, guys. He's not being that mean to me. If I put up fall stuff right now, he would not say a thing. No, I'm just joking. No.
He wouldn't secretly come behind you and they switch it out with something else.
I'd be like, what happened? And then with my ADHD, I'd be like,
he was always like that.
He says it always moves around. He says he never gets used to anything because I'm constantly just like moving stuff around all the time.
Around. It's like, you didn't notice that? I moved it like last week. I'm like, honestly, it'll be moved in another, 3 days. So I lose track of what goes where.
I would notice it right away. And then like I could move something or put something new in the house and she won't see it for a week. And then, or if I don't say anything. Of course,
that's
I
Mike. Say Mike. Right away, he doesn't normally, even.
I don't. I've tried a couple times and she doesn't notice. File.
But I will lose my shit if the couch and chair aren't lined up.
Exactly, it has to be parallel.
Yeah. Oh, it was bad. Yeah, that's a different story for a different story.
I had to walk away, and I'll be like, "Okay, he's having a. That's let him melt deal with that. It's not straight." Okay.
And then he had to move it a quarter of an inch. Oh, yeah. I feel better now.
He did. It's pretty so much. True.
And then the rug wasn't square. So.
Oh, no. And then you move the
Which
rug.
It's impossible in a house
chair,
that's not square.
You move the chair back, and then it goes back and forth. And
yeah. I just let him do what he was going to do. I was like, all right, let me know when you're done.
When the walls and the floorboards are at different angles anyway, it's very difficult to
Mike, I feel sorry for you.
Oh, it's frustrating.
He's you would hate my house.
OCD.
It's an old house. It's going to be like that. But yeah, nothing is plumb, square, straight.
Yeah, I'm thinking probably have to replace my side door, which is the original door to the house. And the house built 1914.
Good luck with that.
I'm afraid I'm going to find.
You have to reframe that whole fucking thing.
Yep.
Fucking rabbit hole, man. I want to go down that rabbit hole.
It is. That's we say it's a mouse a cookie. It's like give a mouse a cookie because we want to do this, but to do that we have to do this, and it keeps going on and on.
So
what
I'm thinking about doing is go to the restore and try to find a door that might fit. Find one.
And then bring it back out.
I can cut it, and then I would be happy with that.
Yeah, that's probably
that's
what.
Fine. I don't have to.
I have one that's been. I have that's been sitting in the garage for 4 or 5 years now.
Yep.
The side door that I got.
Yep. We got a side door that we were going to replace, and it's going to be he's going to have to reframe the whole thing, and it's just been sitting there.
Well, I'll take your old door.
it's bad.
You don't want that old
it's
door.
Falling apart.
Yeah.
Old door.
Yeah.
I know. Mine's held together by caulk.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it's
bad.
Caulk is holding it together.
I mean, it still feels solid, though, believe it or not, but just it's still got cracks and it's all.
Yep. We get you. Yep.
It's gross.
Yep.
I looked at new ones, new site. I mean, they're like $700-$800.
It's insane.
I was like, I was like, fuck. He was like, go to restore.
That's what we do. We go to restore and then we'll just make a fit.
You know, like, you have to back up again, throw the box out again.
The old solid core doors, you can cut those things and just redo the hardware.
100%. Yep. Yep. And you get character from them.
All fucked up.
And if they're close, you just take a belt thing out of that fucker.
Yep.
True.
Trim it down a little bit. Plane it. Good to go.
Put it back in. Oh, it doesn't fit.
Top of sparse just could be scoring up that door frame if I have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if you had to, you know, you might be able to just rip with the table saw.
Yeah, it's a steel door, though. What I have is a steel
door. Oh, no, you're a steel door. No, you can't.
That's why I'm like, I'm going to have to make a new jam. And then, it's going to be a project.
It's on the list of things to do.
For the past however many years.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to.
What else is going on?
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Sidetrack.
Finally, Saturday. It's been this little while, but time to get your tickets. Saturday, October 18th at the Natatorium, hosted by the False Cancer Club. This is the Groovy 70s Night at the Races.
Ooh.
Sounds fun.
A $40 ticket gets you the naming rights of a horse, as well as pizza, salad, and dessert. You can bring your own beverage and mixers. And then if you want to buy naming rights on additional horses, you get an extra $20 each. All proceeds are going to be going to pay the medical doctor, hospital, and treatment bills of False Cancer Club.
Baby. Very nice. Good cause. Yep.
Nice.
And then basically you're just wagering on the races of, it's the Kentucky Derby now in October?
No, we already have the Kentucky Derby.
That's what I thought.
Is this fake races? Like, are we doing like?
That's what I'm wondering.
If you can name a horse, maybe it's something like a game or something. Guess what time it is? Bart's Arts. Oh yeah, that was the best one.
Ooh, that had some gristle.
Yeah, I love it.
That had the twirly swirly.
Woohoo!
Has anybody checked out the mural behind Cauga Valley Art Center?
It's no. Awesome.
No. Is it?
It's very pretty.
It's already up.
I've seen a picture of it.
Yeah, it looks really awesome.
Does it have a flying heron on it?
Yes.
Yes, it's gorgeous, but I have not seen it.
No, we'll have to go.
I haven't seen it in person either. I have seen
Nice.
But yeah, definitely everybody should go, you know, drive down back behind Front Street and check it out. You know, just make a special detour just for that.
Yeah, we'll have to do that, Mike. Maybe go do a little drive-by. Check it out.
Yay.
Yay. Drive-by in a good way, not a drive-by in a bad way.
I was about to say.
Yeah,
really.
I knew what I said as soon as I said it. And I'm like, should I let that go? No, that sounded wrong.
The Odd Mall Uncensored is happening at the Summit County Fairgrounds September 6th and 7th. This is the Odd Mall Horror Show with, according to them, some of the scariest, freakiest, most creep-infested snaz to ever burrow into your eye socket.
That sounds like a place I would not want to be. Okay, so, yeah, for people that like that sounds fantastic. I think I would be creeped out. It's like your dad who does, like, the baby doll heads and stuff.
Exactly.
Creepy as F. Impressive, but creepy.
And finally, Cauga Falls Improv Troupe, Point of No Return, will have a show Thursday, September 4th at the Rialto Theater in Akron. Tickets are $5 and doors open at 7 p.m.
Wow, that is a cheap entertainment price.
Yes.
$5? That's fantastic. Wow.
Not even 2 gallons of gas.
I know. No. I know. That is crazy cost. Sounds like a good time. Where is this theater in Akron?
The Rialto?
Yeah.
It is on Kenmore Boulevard.
Huh. Okay. I've never heard of it. Have you guys heard of that theater before? Am I just like not in the know?
You're not in the know.
I am not in the know.
The canoe.
The canoe.
The canal, I should say.
It's better than a canoe.
No. Is it though?
I'm thinking, like, how much does it cost for them? Do they have to run all that theater? Man, that's a great deal.
Yeah. And that's about how much it cost when they were using the Quirk Center too.
Okay.
But at the Quirk Center, it was $5 or
Okay, yeah.
When did they move from the Quirk Center? How long?
I think it was after COVID.
Okay.
Because they did a few shows after COVID, but I think it was just because it took so long for the Quirk Center to back up after.
Oh, that's why they were forced to.
Yeah.
because they were the quirk forever.
Oh, they were, yeah. That was a good couple decades.
Yes, it was.
Well, I'm glad they found a new home and the costs aren't going up.
Exactly, yeah.
Everything's going up. Can you even get like a dozen eggs for that price anymore? I mean, come on, that's a good deal. Good night of entertainment.
So we want to thank our listeners for joining us.
We have listeners.
This was a painful one. Sorry, guys.
Well, you know.
I feel like I say that every time.
Don't apologize. Fuck them.
Don't apologize for perfection.
Yes.
Fuck it Trump.
Fuck Trump.
If you guys are still listening, if you guys are still listening episode to episode, that means you care about what was to say.
You do.
And you're, it doesn't matter how good or bad an episode is.
We appreciate you. We worry about you and think you need therapy, but we appreciate you listening to us.
I am in therapy, so hey.
Yeah. Me too.
Like Steve.
Yes. Be
in therapy. I love therapy. Therapy's fun. I mean,
almost everyone has some unresolved bullshit in their past.
And you can say whatever you want, and they're not allowed to judge you. It's awesome.
Yep.
Well, but they do.
Yeah, they do silently.
They're like, oh.
Off the clock, though. Yeah.
That is not good. But when they're talking to me, they're like, no, that's perfectly normal. Everybody thinks that way. Where they're like, oh, Jesus. Do a wellness check on. No. No, go to therapy. It's great. It's wonderful.
As I said before, and I'll say it again, remember, if you have ideas for the show or the newspaper, you can shout this out to us on Facebook or via our email.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
And of course, rate and review us. You can be our second review ever. Please, please, we are begging.
Please.
We're not. We don't give a shit. Yeah.
Are we?
Keep living. Keep living in a free country as long as you can. Fuck Trump.
And eat a
Trump. Fuck Trump.
Fuck Trump.
Fuck Trump.
Fuck Trump.
Have a I'm good putting week. That out there.
And fuck Trump.
And fuck Trump.
And go watch South Park.
Yeah, watch out. Yeah.
They're all good.
Yes, because we just learned this week that Towley was born in Cleveland.
Really?
Yay! That's amazing. Yay! You were good, Towley. Oh, Towley. Oh, Towley got busted up. You haven't seen the last one.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched it yet. Oh, man.
Literally, fuck Trump.
Oh.
All right, y'all. Gotta run.
All right.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
All I'm using it for is to make sure that I'm spelling things right and my sentences make sense. You know, I'm not a great writer. You're losing that human touch on that stuff. And there needs to be a balance. I mean, AI is fantastic I love AI for a lot of things. But if you're looking at it to say, okay, I don't need people that have English degrees anymore or this kind of stuff, and you're missing parts of it. It's like this stuff is supposed to help us, not take away from people's skills and jobs.
We should ask GPT what a fart smells like.
Have it extrapolate
what a fart smells like.
A fart usually smells because of gases produced during digestion. The main odor comes from small amounts of sulfur containing gas. No.
It gives you the technical meaning.
Yeah, it does.
Pretend you are a human with no sense of smell. Describe what a fart would smell like to that person. Pretend you're talking to a you have to describe what it smells like. Yeah. Pretend you're talking to a person with no sense of smell.
Okay.
Ask it like its opinion. What do you think a smartphone? What is a phone? I don't know. I have never played. Lame. It's lame. It's too serious. You need to turn up the sarcasm button.
You lose the human ability. That's the thing.
Can turn up the sarcasm and turn it down on them.
A fart smell is usually sharp, unpleasant, and instantly noticeable to people around. Imagine the way spoiled food looks, slimy lettuce, or an old egg with a crack in it. That same something is wrong signal happens to your nose. Some farts are mild, kind of like a smell of boiled vegetables left out too long, while others are intense and sour. Closer to the way people react when they accidentally open spoiled milk. The reaction is quick, noses wrinkle, people wave their hands in front of their faces, and sometimes they laugh because everyone knows what just happened. There you go.
I suppose we should just get moving about like actually doing the podcast, not what about smells and parts are like.